With agenda item two having already been heard, up next is agenda item three, and that is PR 2025-020043, minor plat 2025-00052. It's a request for preliminary and final plat submitted by CSI Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall as agent for Patricia Baca, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of lot tract 269B1, MRGCD map 38, zoned R1A and located at 2129 Edna Avenue Northwest between Dora Avenue and Soto Avenue Northwest, containing approximately 0.6553 acres. Mr. Mulhall, are you there, sir?
Mr. Hinder Officer, this is Shahab Beazar. Real quick, on the previous item, I apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, sure.
Shahab Beazar, I think you mentioned that you said that you are making a recommendation to City Council on the last, on your finding. This that previous case doesn't go to council.
Oh, for the vacation?
Yes.
It's just an approval.
It's just an approval, yeah, by DHO, yes.
Go ahead, Mr. Rodenbeck.
Well, he's right. No, he said if you recommend it to City Council, this is a that was a you're the approving body, sir.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Let's just table agenda item three. And then we'll go back on the record for agenda item one for that clarification. Then we'll return to three. Does that work out? Okay, thank you. So let's go back to agenda item one. And this is PR 2025-020098, VAC 2025-00042, vacation of right of way. And I just wanna make a clarification on the ruling there that the requested right-of-way is approved for the reasons stated. It is not a recommendation of approval to council. It is, in fact, an approval outright by the DHO. And with that clarification, that concludes agenda item one. Thank you, everyone. So let's go back to agenda item three, which was previously tabled. And agenda item three is PR 2025-020043, minor plat 2025-00052. And I'd already read in the caption. And so we're looking now for a representative of the applicant team.
Yes. Hello, this is Ryan Mulhall with Cartesian Surveys, Inc. Address PO Box 44414, Rio Ranch, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Thank you, Mr. Mulhall. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is a court ordered plat in order to separate the properties on the east and the west from each other. On the west is a, I believe it's a sixplex with a parking area. And on the right, there are sort of three buildings on that tract, proposed tract 245B2. Since we were last heard at sketch review, the client had ZHE approval for a variance for a rear yard setback for the property, as well as a zone change. And so the proposed lot line shown L4 there now corresponds with the zoning change there, that there's no issue of zone lot line cutting through that was kind of roughly placed between the two properties. So that's been cleaned up as well. And so it looks like that's getting scrolled through at this time. And so we do request a determination to allow the existing sidewalk along the Edna frontage, given sort of the obstacles to widening that sidewalk, both fronting our property and for the adjoining properties. There was a justification provided for that. We are sufficient along the Rio Grande frontage, and so we're comfortable with that. And with that, we await comment. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mulhall. Let's see if there's any public comment then, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everybody here in attendance, this is agenda item three, a request for minor plat at 2129 Edna Avenue between Dora and Soto. If you'd like to leave a public comment, please raise your hand. Scrolling through the participants, and I don't see anyone with the hand raised. Again, I'm calling for public comment on agenda item three. Last call for public comment on agenda item three. Okay, Mr. Mulhall, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, would you please raise your right hand, sir? And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, for the Water Authority, we have no objections. However, I just wanted to open up the conversation to the shared service question I had. I don't know if we dealt with that before, but have you confirmed that those are indeed not sharing service? Right. I believe there's two accounts. I just wanted to confirm that they're not sharing.
Yeah, this is Ryan with Cartesian. I know the client, and I think we passed this on, sent those separate accounts, and then to us, we're seeing water meters along Edna as well as along Rio Grande, on the east side there. So it seems unlikely, and I believe we'd provided the proof, but yeah, that was my last recollection, was that these were separately served. Thank you.
With that, I think I'm good. There's enough information that should be evident that they're separate. So I have no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Next up is hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. Could you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Aramijo, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Sidewalk along, whoops, I just got my stuff. Sidewalk along Rio Grande is adequate. Sidewalk along Edna is deficient. There is space fronting this property to widen the sidewalk, but in reviewing the adjoining properties, there are obstructions to widening the sidewalk adjacent to this property. This, along with the justification letter included, are sufficient for transportation. We have no objections.
Thank you. Let's see. Remind me how this one, in terms of this, because this is determination as well as the plat, and it'll have to be noted on the plat. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Any questions about that, Mr. Mulhall?
No, this is Ryan with Cartesian. We do have fields on sheet two. For the DHO approval, should that be granted today? Thank you.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you. I see it there, DHO determination. Very good. All right, let's go next to code enforcement. I will be delivering those comments.
Hello, Mr. Hearing Officer Marcelo Ibarra.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm just reading off the comments that code enforcement provided. Seems like there was only one. It appears that all prior code enforcement comments have been addressed and/or noted by applicant. Aside from that, code enforcement has no further comments nor objections.
Thank you, Mr. Ibarra. Let's go next to Parks and Recreation, Ms. Whitney Phelan. Would you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation has no objections to the requested action today. Thank you.
Thank you. And that takes us to the Planning Department comments. We'll be delivering those today.
This is Robert Webb.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
The previous issues with dimensional standard and with a floating zone line were remedied with ZHE variance and the EPC zone map amendment. So we didn't have any further objections or issues with it. We just had some standard comments for the platting action. So we just need to make sure that all the updated project and application numbers are added to the plat, the date of DHO approval recorded on the plat, and a copy of the ADIS approved DXF file. And I'll put those in the chat now.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. In terms of the record, just real quick for Mr. Rodenbeck, do I need to read in any findings as to the determination? Trying to recall how we have done these in the past.
This is G running back. I don't think it would hurt.
Okay. And Mr. Runbeck, let me just get you sworn in because I forgot to do that. Jay Runbeck, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Thank you.
I reiterate, this is G running back, that when it comes to DHO determinations, it's good to read them on to read them with the decision being made on the plat in action, so that they're on the record. And we'll definitely add them as a finding to the notice of decision.
Okay. Do you have those handy that you could share on the screen?
The findings?
The criteria for the determination, just so I can go through and make sure I have finding on each one.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to pull that up.
Do you have your script, Mr. Hanauser? No?
Yes, yeah, just pulling that up.
Okay. Here, I can pull up the criteria for a six six K three.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about the deviation criteria, whether we need the deviation criteria read in. Your audio is not coming through for some reason, Mr. Rodenbeck.
You hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you are.
Mr. Hanauser, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I believe this is a determination request, not a deviation request.
Ah, okay. So we don't need the any determination criteria read in.
No, we just need to note the determination is approved with the platting. And like I said before, we'll make that a finding in the notice of decision so that it's clear to anybody that there is a determination for existing conditions approved with the plat.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. In that case, unless there's anything else, Mr. Mulhall, did you have anything else to add in closing?
Surround with Cartesians, I think the only question I had was, I don't think we typically note zone map amendments on our plats just because of kind of how zoning can change, and isn't necessarily specific to kind of lots going forward and things like that. I don't know. Is that a new requirement that we'll need to add that zone map amendment that got, went through the EPC as well as because we do have the variance allowing the setback standards and that makes sense to us. But I guess is the zone map amendment necessary to be added to the plat? I know planning had that comment. Is that a new requirement?
Mr. Hanauser, this is G. Robert. Oh, sir, and I'll defer to you, Robert, but I think that was just an information.
Yeah, no, I was just commenting that the approvals got done through both the ZHE and EPC, and then we would make sure to have a note about the determination, but not about the zone map amendment. You'd be good there. Yeah.
Oh, this is Ryan. Thank you for the clarification.
No.
Great, thank you. And I just wanted to state for the record that I also serve and as the zoning hearing examiner at ZHE for the City of Albuquerque. And any rulings that I made on this property with regard to variance have no bearing on the merits of this decision today on the request of platting action that each has to stand on its own merits. Okay, with that, I think we're ready for a decision on agenda item three. It's PR 2025-020043, minor plat 2025-00052. And I hereby approve stated item and project number. With the associated determination, because the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, prior to final sign-off, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat. Second, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per IDO section 66L2D7. And finally, a copy of the AGIS approved DXF file must be submitted. Thank you, everybody. Now that concludes agenda item 3.